I am sure you are. While questions surround the government's haste to increase the minimum wage, from April the government will raise the minimum wage to $17.70 an hour. It means full-time workers will get close to an extra $2,500 a year before tax. So what does this mean for the economy? Chief Economist for the New Zealand Initiative is Dr. Eric Crampton. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
Question, would you get out of bed currently for $16.50?
Well, I just got out of bed for nothing when you called and asked me to have a chat about this. So $16.50 is more than that, or $17.50 is certainly more than that. I think the more interesting question is whether this really does much to benefit the families that people tend to think should be benefited through minimum wage increases. And there it's pretty interesting to look through the advice that MB provided around the minimum wage increase. So every year they put out an update of their advice around the minimum wage, the different options. This year they've provided a little bit more refinement around that and given some of the expected effects, because we know that one of the problems that we have with minimum wage is that if you're in a low-income household, you're probably getting a lot of income-linked benefits at the same time, like working for families. Mm. Those get abated as you earn more, so you can be left with very little cash in hand with a minimum wage increase because you see a reduction in benefits through working for families or accommodation supplements and the like.
But so obviously, obviously, if you're a single person or without kids, a lot of those freebies don't apply. Just in terms of MB's advice, yeah. I was just going to say, Eric, just in terms of MB's advice earlier this year pertaining to the last increase, correct me if I'm wrong, but their signal was 3,000 jobs were at risk. Has that transpired?
Well, they're looking at about 8,000 jobs at risk in the current update. The labor markets are running fairly hot currently. Labor force participation is high. Unemployment rates are low. We should be thinking about these things as jobs that fail to be created, at least as much as jobs that are destroyed, and reductions in hours that add up to being like jobs that aren't there. I expect that all of this will hit once we hit a downturn. So labor market's running hot, lots of demand for workers. You probably won't notice it quite as much. For some employers, there'll be some reductions in hours. For some employees, you might see some changes in other working conditions. So where a minimum wage is binding, and employers have flexibility to reduce benefits on other margins, so maybe the hours are a little bit less flexible or other conditions of employment are a little bit less friendly, we might worry about that. But if we think about minimum wage as trying to help low-income workers, especially ones that are supporting families, because that's a lot of the rhetoric around living wages, right, that you should be able to support family and this stuff.
Yep.
Work by Pacheco and Maloney a few years ago showed that only about 40% of minimum wage workers were actually in the bottom three deciles of households. Many other minimum wage workers are the second earners in a family or kids that are starting out and don't have aren't trying to support a family or anything like that.
Okay. I've got to go very shortly, but just one last question. In terms of, political smarts, in an ideal world, I would have thought, okay, if we're going to crank up the minimum wage pretty substantially in a short space of time, would it have been far more palatable in the eyes of small business if there was essentially an offset by way of a little bit of tax relief, just to take the sting out of it?
Well, it's kind of what you get when you have things like working for families that help support the wages of those who are in work but are lower productivity or areas that are less valuable to employers. That's how that kind of wage subsidy works. It encourages employers to be taking on these workers who otherwise might not be in the labor force in the first place. Minimum wages instead discourage employment.
Okay. Eric, thank you very much for your time. Merry Christmas.